This episode of TMS is brought to you by Squarespace at squarespace.com. Get a great website now with all the tools and templates you need to make it just right and build it beautiful. Go to squarespace.com/morning and get 10% off your order. Squarespace.com. Build it beautiful. Coming up on TMS, there's a party in my basement and I don't know why.
Alan Thicke was kind of cool.
Lifelike dolls get grandmas in trouble.
That's not my Christmas card.
Wonder Woman is fired.
Recommendals.
Tom's Tech Time and more on this episode of The Morning Stream.
The Glamour Deb is a recent and interesting innovation in the nightclub set. Susan Stevenson and Peter Vogel come to see the glamorizing ceremony.
Hello. Ba-da-da-da. Damn it, it's in... All right. Oh, this thing's not working. Hey, there was a Scott Fletcher thing there, but it's not there now. What's going on, everybody? It's the morning stream. I'm still getting used to my thing. I don't know.
Ice Swarm.
I don't know. I don't know what. You know what? Hey, listen. Let's not. I'm going to do it anyway, because now I can drag it over from where it actually is. Just hold on, everyone. Here okay. You go. Here you go. Right here. How's this?
Burn in hell, you little green bastard.
This is the morning stream.
That's right. Okay, we got it now. It's working. All right. Hey, everybody. It's the morning stream. I'm Scott Johnson with Brian Ebbett. Hi, Brian Ebbett. How are you?
Hello, Scott Johnson.
How's it going? What's going on with you? How's life?
It's good.
Yeah?
It's good. Just, just enjoying a lovely midweek hump day morning. This mm-hmm. is a busy day for me. Mm. Usually today's and tomorrow's.
Yeah,
well, Wednesdays and Thursdays are my busy days.
Yeah, for me too. I don't know why Wednesdays are... Well, I do know why Wednesdays are crazy. I got that whole team. Yeah. Oh, you know what?
DTNS.
People probably want to see our faces. There you go, people.
Oh, look, there they are out there.
Yeah, hi.
I can finally see them all.
Little technical issues this morning.
Ooh, half of them are not wearing, like, some of them are in robes.
Gross.
The pajamas.
Not what I expected. Hey, let's do a show. It's Wednesday. It means stuff. We got things. We got stuff to talk about. We got recommendals later and all that. I got a funny thing to tell you about.
Sure.
Last night at about, 6:30, maybe 7, I was recording an episode of Core, the podcast Core.
Sure. It's all about the Naval Corps?
Mm-hmm, all about the Naval Corps.
Or the Marine Corps?
Mm-hmm, those two. And was lots of fun. It had Bo on it. He says this.
I mean,
there you go. That was the thing he said.
It sounds like his. I bet that's his mail password.
It's pretty weird, right?
Beep or beep. Email or Gmail. You can use that and get into Bo Schwartz's Gmail account.
Yeah, it's phonetic.
I mean,
I think he's got way too many bees in there.
Yeah, bees, millions of bees. Anyway, he and I and John were doing the show, and it was all fine. And then suddenly I hear what starts to sound like the low rumble of a lot of people. And I can't figure out where the sound is coming from. I think it's maybe outside this window here. Like, where are all these people? I hear voices. I hear laughing. I hear loud talking. And then I start to realize, well, they don't just sound like a bunch of adults. They sound like young, loud people.
Uh-oh. Like, those are the worst kind of young people.
Teenager types or something, you know? And I'm kind of freaking out. I'm like, what is actually going on? And then about midway through the show, the door opens up, and then it gets real loud. Mm-hmm. And Kim comes scurrying in here. She comes over to our prize stash that we have for TMS. And she digs three or four things out of there.
Oh, really?
And I'm holding mute going, what are you doing? She goes, we need prizes. I'm like, for what? I'll tell you after.
Impromptu game show. Bye.
And she bailed out of the room and then shut the door, and it got all, you know, and that was just kind of, again, the low rumbling. The microphone's not really picking us up, so that's good. But I'm just a little concerned. I'm like, what is going on out there? Turns out it's all fine. There was a big sort of church youth group party, Christmas party, and mm-hmm. Kim offered to host it. There were 40 teenagers.
Oh my God.
In the basement. And I thought I was going to go out there to just, like, you know, this fourth seal of Dante's Hell's Inferno or whatever.
Right, right.
And I walked out, and they were all very nice. They're all sitting, eating a little whatever dessert somebody made. They had waffles upstairs. Had this nice little thing. I don't know why I didn't know anything about this.
Right, just a big surprise for you.
Yeah.
Was Kim in the front of it saying, look under your chairs, you get a copy of red shirts, and you get a copy of red shirts, and you get a copy of red shirts.
No, we're all out of those now, I think.
Oh.
I don't know what she actually took. I'm a little... I mean, the box is significantly lower than it was, and I'm a little bugged by that because they're my TMS prizes.
Well, hit up Corinne. Corinne was going to send a bunch of stuff over to for Coverthon. Yeah. Fortunately, we didn't need it. We had so much stuff donated by folks that we ended up not needing it. But she's got boxes that probably are sealed and ready to go to Coverthon or ready to come here for Coverthon. And she just bring them over to your house.
Yeah, I'll ask her about those. That sounds fine.
And you can ship them.
Yeah, I'll ship them.
You can ship coffee mugs and plushy Deadpools and Funko Pops till the cows come home.
And all to the Canada. All up to the Canada.
All up to Canada.
Yeah. That's more expensive, it turns out, to some
things.
Oh,
it is,
yeah.
Yeah. You know, I've got Coverville listeners in Belgium, man. Belgium.
Mm-hmm.
Belgium, I don't know why Belgium is more expensive to ship than any other place in Europe.
Belgium is very expensive. I don't know why that is either. Actually, yeah, all of it kind of sucks, and they take forever to get things.
Yeah.
It's kind of the worst. We live in 2016. I don't think we need to worry about globalization just yet. We need to worry about why I can't get mail to Europe in less than 3 weeks or at all.
Oh, totally
it's
true.
Bad. Australia is also bad. I try to get stuff to Australia. That never works out well.
Mm-hmm.
But anyway, party happened. We're all fine now. Kim made some sort of weird, like, breakfast casserole, but had it at night. And it was like a big giant thing full of tater tots, some sort of sausage in there, eggs, bread. And
oh, my God, that's brilliant.
And then some sort of milk substance. And then the whole thing was turned into a big solid pan of like breakfast whatever. And
right, you so you probably just like bake it, like throw all that stuff into it. It's like layered like lasagna,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah, like that. And then she baked it. And then she pulled it out and then we all put ketchup on it and ate it and it was great.
Oh man.
Yeah, it was really good. So,
oh, that sounds so good.
I benefited in that one way from this weird party that I did not know about. And the house is spotless. The other adults that were here when they left, everyone cleaned up like freaking like maids at a fancy hotel, just cleaned us all up and it's so nice and shiny. You walk through the house, you're like, this is like a new house. So
wow.
I don't know what happened and it all happened between. So listen. It started while I was in here recording. I went up briefly to see what was going on, was blown away by all the things, grabbed a plate of the stuff, came back downstairs, and then streamed Heroes for an hour and a half.
Mm-hmm.
When I left after the hour and a half to go help clean up, clean.
Crazy.
Yep.
You know, it's because if you bring over the right people, you have the right parties, they clean up after themselves.
Yeah. Well, I'm glad the kids weren't doing it, though. It would have been... That wouldn't have worked out. So the adults.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
It was the adults that did it. Oh.
Oh, yeah. The kids did not do it.
Oh.
Are you kidding me? Freaking
stupid kids.
Yeah, they're kids. They don't know. They don't know what
Jeez.
To do.
Hey, why, always wanting stuff. Yeah. Always wanting people to do things for them. God. Yeah.
You don't clean a booger with urine is all I'm saying.
This is true.
I don't know what that has to do with this.
True story.
But I'll bring it up anyway. We got a reminder to tell you fine folks at home that if you want to get in on this month's film festival, 32nd Film Festival, you have to get going. If you haven't already started, we know it's a busy time of the year, but if you want to win rad prize package, frogpants.com/TMS Film Fest is where you submit them.
Mm-hmm.
Our topic this month, again, is introducing somebody to TMS. And Brian, I was thinking of an example of this the other day.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Let's say you get your grandma over.
Yes.
She's like 95, right?
Right.
You sit her down, you pull out your phone, you flip it over to video, and you just record her listening to it and making comments. That's all mm-hmm. we want.
That's it. Yeah.
Yeah. And we're looking just for, you know.
We want raw.
Yeah.
We basically want raw, you know, responses. We want raw. Oh, my gosh, this is the worst thing I've ever heard. They talked about a man whose penis got caught in a threshing machine.
Penis thresher. Yeah, exactly.
Which, you know, I mean, you know, there are going to be episodes like that, but
there certainly have been. I don't. If that's the thing is, I don't know what people will do. Will you go back through the archives and make grandma listen to something you know was controversial? Will it be the poo bag on the face episode that I told the story? Will it be something like that? I don't know.
Totally, but you know, hey, prize. We're kicking it up a notch for this month for prizes. This is coming out of my pocket, people. I'm buying a pair of. Apple iPod shuffles for this month.
Yeah.
And I will even let you pick the color
mm-hmm.
as long as it's red.
Yeah. As long as it's red, you guys can choose any color you want.
No, it can be any color. I'll let you do any of the colors and a shuffle for you and a shuffle for the person you thrust TMS upon.
Doesn't it feel like those are probably not going to be around forever? Those shuffles.
Shuffles?
Yeah.
Ooh. So you're saying collector's item or getting rid of excess stock.
I don't know. I'm looking at I'm looking at the store stuff.
Yeah.
They don't even have a listing for it anymore at the top.
Oh, no. Oh, really?
Yeah, they've got Mac, iPad, iPhone, watch, TV, music, support. That's it. So you can dig around and find it, but it's not part of the main navigation anymore.
Wow.
So
God, it seems like, oh, yeah, you have to get to it through music, and then you go to iPod.
Yep, they have the iPod Touch.
That does seem...
They have the Nanos. They got the Shuffles. And I guess that's... Yeah, it's just no longer a big deal. It's not a big deal
iPod
anymore.
iPod Touches, iPod Nanos, and...
Used to be a big deal, not a big deal now.
Nope.
Interesting. I'm just digging through here to see if they... Yeah, they've just really relegated it to the corner, which I guess makes sense. That market is all different now.
Phones. Nobody puts Shuffle in the corner.
That's right. But you'll get a free one from
the
Brian.
A free one. Yeah, exactly. I mean, come on. You can get that cool space black one. I think that is the coolest looking one of all of them, actually.
But, I like that color. The space gray or whatever it is.
Yeah. Space gray, yeah. And, you know, take it to the gym or just keep it in a bag. Like, you know, seriously, you go to the pool, you're not going to want to have your smartphone sitting out there where somebody can steal it if you decide you're going to hop in the pool. You can shove a Shuffle into the tip of your shoe. No one will ever see it.
Yeah. And you won't be able to use your new Lightning headphones with it because there's no port for it on those.
No, on the Shuffle there is.
Oh,
I see what you're saying. I'm sorry, on the Lightning, yeah.
Is there a Shuffle port for Lightning? There's not, is there?
That's a good question, because the other ones have Lightning ports.
I don't know. Well,
ooh, now I want to know.
Only iPhones do.
Yeah, I think the Shuffles...
I don't think any of the iPods do.
The iPod Shuffles charge.
Hold on. Gonna find out. Do they use the old connector still?
What do they use?
I think they still may use the old...
The old 30-pin?
Maybe. I don't know.
Interesting question.
Every time they do a big big connector change, I always wonder about this stuff. Does it just get left there and no one cares? Are all of these new... Are the current iPod Touch line, which are kind of old actually, do they have a way to charge or to sync or whatever? I don't know.
I don't know. But you'll find out when you get one of these.
Yep. Yep. Good luck to you.
You'll find out when you get your own iPod Shuffle. You know, we're acting. It's a damn good prize. You should be happy. Be happy with your iPod Shuffle.
That's frogpants.com/TMSFilmFest. 30 seconds or
charges
so.
Charges via the headphone jack.
Oh, really? Mm-hmm. There's like a little...
A little dock that you put it in.
Oh.
And...
And then what does that plug into?
And it plugs into USB.
Which is... Yeah, but what? But they're not. It's not double-ended USB. What's on the Apple end? Due to the dock, I mean.
Oh, like a little. It plugs into the earphone jack.
Yeah.
Well, you know, and I can't tell if this is new or old. I think Preparation H. I think you might be looking at an old version of the Shuffle.
Can I say something to Preparation H real fast?
Sure.
Why are you calling Preparation H? Yeah. Like, I'm seriously wondering. I seriously would wanted to know, as that girl once said on the show, how come
seriously
you named yourself that?
Know.
Like, why aren't you called Vagisil or freaking any other ointment? Why aren't you just Ointment Man? Like, why Preparation H? Why the thing to soothe your hemorrhoids? Just curious. Let's see what he says. Yeah. Anyway, get it in.
USB cable looks like it goes into the headphone port. So it charges via the headphone port as well.
Right, but is it... So there's USB...
regular
USB,
like an 8-inch jack that has a little chargey business on the other end.
Okay. So there's no middle ground. It isn't like a USB to USB, then a dock, then some other port. Okay, just making sure.
That's
that makes sense.
Correct.
All right, well then, hey, you're all set, everybody. It's a headphone port. Remember those? Those were a thing. You had those for a while. Don't get used to them, because I don't know how long they'll be here.
That's right.
All right. Let's get to the game show portion of the show here. We called Daryl. He answers a thing. We give things to people. It's pretty great. We're giving away another Fidget Revolution, which is super exciting. I'm clearing the lines. The number is 801-895-4724. If you have not won in the last month or lost 2 weeks ago, you can get in. Let's see.
That's right.
We'll take this caller. Hi, who's this?
Hey.
Oh,
Jesse.
Oh, hi, Jesse. How are you?
Good. How are you guys doing?
I'm doing great. Jesse, where are you? Where do you live?
Well, I'm in Denver. I'm the local guy.
Oh, yeah. Local Denver man. Have you, Jesse, run into Brian before? Uh-oh, he's hearing us on the radio.
Listen to
I had that camera mark. How about a couple months ago?
Oh, okay. Cool. You should do that if you live near him. It's good to see Brian. It's always good to.
Were you stalking me? You're stalking me, aren't you, Jesse?
He's looking in your window
now. Yeah, I give Nicole about a month before she's pants up with me on Colfax.
Nice. Well, all right, then.
I'm kidding. I'm kidding.
Yeah, of course. Of course. All right. Well, let's get straight to this. Here's the little theme we have for it. That's right, everybody. It's time for Stump Daryl, and it's brought to you by...
Brought to you by Coverville. It's Christmas time in Coverville. Oh, my gosh. All the street lights are decorated with tinsel and red dangly things. So, of course, it's our annual episode where we play covers of Christmas songs. Don't worry. It's not all going to be Silent Night and Jingle Bells. We've got modern songs in there, too, like the Bing Crosby, David Bowie business. We've got a cover of Slade's Merry Christmas, Everybody. We've got covers of All I Want for Christmas Is You by Mariah Carey. And even something from a movie that's very popular. That in and of itself is a cover of a song by the Troggs. What is it? You'll have to find out when you listen today. 1 p.m. Mountain Time, coverville.com/live.
Nice. Daryl, are you there?
Oh, I hope I am.
What's going on in the world of Daryl Skeels these days?
Oh, I don't know. Not much.
Nothing exciting? Mind-blowingly floor-cleaning fantastic in your life? Anything that's just blowing your mind?
I cleaned the floor the other day.
Oh, you did? Good. I have to do that every couple days because I have this habit of eating a lot of sunflower seeds, and I have a lot of those on my floor right now, in fact.
Really? What do you think you're in a you think you're in a Texas Roadhouse and you can just throw your nutshells on the floor?
Well, I usually have like a bowl, right, where I'll put them in it and throw them in there when I'm done, and I have that. It's over here, and it's full. But once in a while, one will slip by or whatever, and I'm just not paying attention, and boom, it's on the floor. So it's time to come in here and sweep, do a little sweeping.
Yep.
I got to be careful, too, because that'll attract mice, won't it?
Well, mice or ants, I don't know. I mean, it's probably not enough food for a mouse to say, oh, hey, I'm moving in here.
Yeah.
But it might...
I think it depends on what it is.
Yeah.
If it's a shell, I don't think so. If it's a nut, yeah, it'll definitely attract the mice.
Yeah, I never drop them full nuts. But here's the...
Oh, you will when you get older.
When I get older, I hit about 12 or 13, they'll drop just fine.
That's right.
When my dog will come down sometimes, Rainer, because she's kind of an idiot, she'll come down here and she'll kind of vacuum up some of the seed shells, just the shells, and she'll eat them. And I'll have to just like, Rainer, no, don't eat those or whatever. Because later you can always tell when she's had them because she'll be outside taking a Duke and she'll go,
oh, man.
They hurt.
So, little sharp edges coming out of there. Damn.
That's no good.
No.
So anyway.
It cleans out the system.
Sure. It also lacerates your system, but whatever you got to do. All right, Daryl, we're going to get underway here. Brian's going to explain these rules, and we'll give you your topic, and we'll go from there. What do you got?
That's right. So, Jesse, in just a moment, we're going to ask Daryl a trivia question, the answer to which is a beverage at Starbucks. No, it's not. It's a number. And Daryl's going to get it wrong. We're going to turn to you and ask you if the real answer is higher or lower than Daryl's guess. If you are correct today, you win one of these awesome fidget revolutions courtesy of the Shambrot, Jose Shambrot, and these awesome fidget revolution things that will spin forever.
Doohickeys.
Did you ever find yours?
No, Nick took it and I can't find where he put it. He's fascinated by it, like a shiny object for a rat. He just cannot stop playing with it. So I got to go upstairs in his room and dig around, see if I can find it.
I'm with him, man. I'm mesmerized. I forgot what I was talking about. Oh, yes, trivia.
Yeah.
Your topic today is Monopoly.
Oh, Monopoly.
Oh, great.
The state of business Monopoly or the board game Monopoly? I guess it would be the board game.
I think we're going to say the board game on this one.
Okay. So, Daryl, that narrows it down for you a little bit. It's not about Ma Bell being broken up in the 70s. Okay.
That's right.
Yeah. I hate Monopoly.
I don't like it
either.
Do you
hate it because of the time it takes to play it?
That's mostly it, yeah.
I hate it because my sister used to cheat and take money out of the bank.
Oh.
And not Wendy. It was another sister. It was one of the sisters that doesn't.
My sister is terrible at cheating.
Yeah, it's a cheaty game. And also not that fun and kind of lame. It's not. I'm with Daryl.
One of the greatest board games of all time.
You know what?
And anyone who says different is a liar.
So three of us say different, plus Dan Patrice, board game man extraordinaire, hates Monopoly.
Hates Monopoly?
Hates it.
Oh,
Monopoly is, you know what it is? Monopoly is it's the American Idol of board games.
Oh no,
yes.
No.
It's this thing people think they like, but now they're all sick of it. And eventually it goes away. Although this one sticks around for
a while. Donald Trump's the king of Monopoly right now.
Oh. So what do you like then? You like a good game of Monopoly down there or over there?
Oh yeah.
All right.
Oh yeah, I love Monopoly.
Maybe it's a Denver thing. That's what's going on.
We're gonna have one of our a regional TMS event in Atlantic City, and we're gonna visit all of the streets that you find on Monopoly.
Ooh, I hear some of them are gross.
A lot of them are gross. You don't want to stop really for a long time in Baltic or Mediterranean.
Yeah, Baltic Avenue's bad. There's like bodies and stuff.
I think so, yeah.
All right. Most of them, never mind. I was going to say something political. I'm not. So let's move forward here and not backwards. Daryl, here's your question. Some people love the game Monopoly. Some don't. The game comes loaded with a ton of fake money to spend on properties, improvements, and to pay other players. How much money in a standard game of Monopoly is there? This is for copies of the game that were made from September 2008 and onward. Therefore, that must have been a change, I guess. So how much total fake cash in dollars is in that thing?
How much Bitcoin is in your Monopoly box?
I will give you one hint. Prior to 2008, it was less money. Now there's more.
Right.
Okay.
You know.
And it's between $1 and $1 million.
Yeah.
That actually does help.
Oh, really? Okay, good.
I'm going to say I don't know. 180 Austin Powers thing
and go $1 million.
Oh, geez, don't go that high.
I was thinking of that. That was going to be my first answer.
It's a bad idea.
It is, exactly.
If you want to guarantee people winning, don't choose that number.
Right.
Okay, 187,000
dollars.
Yeah.
180. I love how you're always trying to find what you believe to be the accurate number is, even though you know that you're not going to get this right.
Oh, it's going to be way off.
$187,000. Brian, is that the right number of dollars?
$187,000 is incorrect. Jesse, is the actual answer higher or lower than $187,000?
Well, that's a good question, because the last Monopoly game I played was maybe 2008. Mm. So we had that thing for like 20-30 years. So,
well, do you remember how much money was in that one?
I never took the time to count it.
Oh,
so I'll just go with lower.
So your comment is irrelevant.
All right, so you say lower. All right, I think that's a thing to say for sure. Whether or not that's right,
certainly a way you could go.
Yeah,
well, I think it's going to be right.
Let's find out if Fletcher knows. Is it?
Congratulations.
It is. It's totally
You're
right.
A winner.
The number is $20,580. Oh, wow. Older versions of the game came with $15,140. And 2008 and later, it includes 30 bills of each denomination. It used to not be 30 of each, so there was less of some and more of others. So there you go. 20 grand in every game of Monopoly.
Well, that's not very realistic.
I agree.
You can't buy a street for that.
In Atlantic City in 1945.
Yeah, that's a good point. You probably could.
More like 1912. Yeah. Like 1930.
Oh, he just wanted an excuse to do that. Here's the thing, though. In 1912, I don't think you could buy an entire city's water system or train system. Like that kind of stuff. That part of Monopoly is never very realistic. But neither is traveling around in a little shoe or a thimble. So think of it that way. Well done. The prize is yours there, Jesse. In the chat room, Brian will hook up with you and get you that. Or do you prefer an email, Brian? What do you prefer?
Yeah, I think I might have to mail this one out just because of everything going on right now. So shoot me an email with your mailing address and I'll get this out to you, Jesse.
It seems all right.
I'll do it in the chat room.
Good job, cool. Man. Congratulations. Well done. May Denver always be a place that's friendly to your dumb Monopoly board game. All right. Daryl? You and I together today on this Monopoly thing. It's a stupid game. It's not fun.
You're so wrong.
It's not fun.
I've got a 1955 Monopoly board on my wall with that Tina had built into a shadow box with pieces glued onto the board. Well, I don't know about glued, but affixed onto the board. I don't think there's any permanent damage. Mm. But it's one of the coolest things, and it's
I agree. That is cool. What you just described to me is cool, but you're not playing that, are you?
I've got a different version that I do play. That's, sure. Well, all right, I haven't played it in years, but it's fun.
Of course,
no
you haven't.
Tell me differently.
If it's so fun, people will be playing Monopoly all the time, and they don't. Even when
we need one of those turn-based like Facebook games of Monopoly, because something like that would take years to finish.
Yeah, it really would. That's why you don't see those very often. Yeah. I mean, they have them on consoles, or they have in the past. 360 had a copy of Monopoly, and it was no good there either. And here's the other thing: I bought the World of Warcraft one.
Yeah.
Because I thought, oh, well, that'll make me like Monopoly.
Monopoly, sure.
I got to buy things like Crossroads and the Barons and, you know,
right,
Orgrimmar or whatever. That seems like a really cool idea. And then I got it and I went, no, it's not. It's no better. It's the same damn effing game.
The base of it, yeah. I mean, you're not going to, here's the thing. You've got to be a clever trader. And sometimes you have to give up a lot more than you get in order to take that risk that's going to put you over the edge. You know, I'm saying, well, all right, I'm going to give you St. Charles and Oriental for New York Avenue.
Yeah. Also, Oriental Avenue just always sounded offensive to me. It's like, here's Oriental Avenue. Anyway. All right. Well, there's that. Daryl, well done. I'm glad you got it wrong, and I'm with you, and this game sucks. Let's move on now to a game with Daryl. What I'm really trying to do is get as much crappy email as possible with all this. So send in your defenses of Monopoly and why you think it's great.
Probably, you know, this would probably be a good straw poll. I'll bet among our listeners, there are probably more people who don't like Monopoly than there are people who do like Monopoly.
Yeah, I'll bet you're right.
Yeah. I think there's an age for that. I think if we had a lot of 50 and 60-year-olds listening to the show, I think there would be more people who like Monopoly.
Okay, I'm going to do one right now. Do you like Monopoly? Yes. No. Those are our only answers. create poll. All right, now I've got a poll. Here, I'm going to put it in the chat room. You guys are the live voters. I'm also going to stick this out on Twitter right now. Twitter.com. All right, I'll just say, help me with this poll. I'm keeping this real simple. Here we go, sent. All right, let's see what those results are. We'll keep an eye on that as the show goes on. Daryl, let's now play a game with you. You brought a little something with you, didn't you? What do you got there for me?
It's not a trick question, Daryl.
Okay.
Zert.
That sounded like Zert.
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 Nope. I have so many Daryl clips. It's getting to be ridiculous. You would not believe how many of these I have.
What's your take on Clue, the game Clue?
Yeah. Me?
Yeah.
Oh, I think Clue's brilliant. I love Clue.
Okay.
Yeah.
Have you seen the new Star Wars one?
No, I heard it was good, though.
I tweeted about it yesterday, but...
it was Darth Vader in the reading room with the lightsaber.
That's right. Mm. It's like a 3D Star Wars Clue game. Like, it's multi-level. Instead of it being a big flat house, it's the Death Star, and you go from room to room in the Death Star. It's great.
That sounds pretty great.
Words every day.
Well, that sounds great.
I ordered it.
I want to play that. I like
come over to my house and you can play.
All right, I'm coming. Arvada, look out. Here I come.
That's right. All right.
Yes, yes, yes.
All right, Daryl, go ahead.
Get to it.
I'm going to read part of a query I've entered into YouTube just seconds ago. You complete the phrase and win nothing. Poop.
All right.
We're looking for the number 9 response.
Oh, okay. The number 9 response?
Good Lord.
All right, fine. Okay. That's weird.
Monopoly blank.
Monopoly blank?
I'm going to say it's Monopoly sucks. I'm going to guess answers 1 through 8 are either positive or aren't Monopoly sucks.
All right. Monopoly sucks. I'm going to say Monopoly. I don't know. Brian's probably right. Monopoly rules. I'll just say, just to take the opposite opinion here, even though I don't agree with it. By the way, the no's are winning currently 52-48%.
Oh, really? When I looked, it was the yeses were winning. Wow.
Yeah, it's kind of, it's changed.
It's really, it's, no, it's still 57-43%.
Oh, it changed. Sorry. I refreshed and it changed. Something's, yeah. All right, you're right. 58-42 right now. Yes winning, no losing. Right. So I may be wrong. Maybe Daryl and I are in the minority. The minority report.
The minority.
We'll check the minority report here soon. All right.
I'll go vote when I get off of here.
All right, sounds good. So he says sucks, I say rules. What do you say?
And the real number 9 response is Monopoly Man.
Monopoly Man?
What's his power?
Yeah, he's always a little Monopoly Man. Like the little,
Rich Uncle Pennybags.
Is that his name?
Yeah.
I didn't know he had a name. Why didn't I know he had a name?
I don't know why he didn't know he had a name.
I don't know enough about Monopoly, I guess. Uncle Rich Pennybags? What?
Rich Uncle Pennybags.
Rich Uncle Pennybags.
Yes.
Well, he sounds like a real dick. Bye, Daryl. All right. How about this? Brought to you by
Home Is Forward, the newest travel adventure comedy by Gary Sizer. We're down to the final week of our Kickstarter, and so far we've reached 65% of our goal. What's going to get us home are these great rewards just in time for the holidays: signed copies of Gary's first book, free Audible download codes, and even a hug from the author. To support the project or learn more, watch this really cool video today at tinyurl.com/homeisforward.
Yes, forward. No, not backward, ever forward.
It's all in caps, so I don't know. Do you have to type that all in caps? No.
tinyurl.com. Tinyurl. Alan Thicke, the paragon of 80s television fatherhood. At least, well, Bill Cosby's a wiener. Nobody says it about him anymore. and Canadian Identity has died.
Aww. He was only 2016 can reach into Canada too.
That's right. He was only 69. Feels a little young.
Yeah, totally
for
does.
Today. I don't know why, but I know a lot of people die different times. Whatever. Thicke was, of course, not his father. And I'm still waiting on someone to tell me the origin of the joke.
What?
Don't you remember that? It was an old joke about... we have a running joke that one of our friend's fathers was Alan Thicke. Oh, I missed that part. This is the author talking personally about his connection to Alan Thicke. Probably had some connection to shared love of hockey, but the exact same reason hardly matters, because if you were a child who grew up watching a certain kind of sitcom in the 1980s, Alan Thicke was a paragon of a certain kind of TV patriarchy. In the multicam comedy of many of our lives, Alan Thicke was indeed our father.
Mm.
He's the father of Robin Thicke. Did that nudie video.
That's
deal.
Right. As long as we've got each other.
And now I didn't know this, Brian.
We got the world spinning right in our hands, baby, day or night.
Brian informed me at the top of the show that he's responsible for a lot of sitcom intro jingle songs.
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
You take the good, you take the bad, you take them both, and there you have the facts of life. That was written by him.
Gee, if I only had a copy of that somewhere. Let's see. Oh, I know. Maybe right here.
You take the good, you take the bad, you take them both, and there you have the facts of life. Facts of the facts of life. Facts of there's
hey,
a time you got.
Isn't that the guys from Scrubs?
It is exactly the guys from Scrubs.
They're so great.
That's half of the guys that had that... that tech company in Rising Sun.
All right.
To go and show you're growing now, you know about the facts of life, facts of the facts of life.
Oh my gosh, that's so Ted can sing. That guy, weird.
He totally
man.
Can sing, and he can arrange, you know, the whole he also did Different Strokes.
Mm-hmm.
Well, the world don't move to the beat of just one drum.
Something, 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 something. Mr. Drummond is so dumb, right?
Also wrote, that's exactly right.
Yeah.
Also wrote a bunch of game show music. The Joker's Wild.
Oh.
The Wizard of Odds, the Wheel of Fortune, the original Wheel of Fortune.
Oh.
Theme.
Okay. The one, they do not use that anymore?
I don't think they use it. I don't know. I haven't watched Wheel of Fortune in years, but I don't know. I just know that he wrote the quote unquote original theme too.
Okay, so here's the original Spin to Win theme. Let's play it. This must be the one. Oh, this is the original. This can't be it.
No, I've got it. Let me give you another one.
Oh, this is so this says this is the original theme to the British version of Wheel of Fortune composed by David Pringle and Bob Hertile.
All right, here's one in Skype. Click that, baby.
I wonder if you could take David Pringle and hook him up just right to extend your Wi-Fi coverage. I wonder if that would work.
Was he buried in a lung cylinder?
Yes, with a mustachioed man on it.
In Skype is the Alan Thicke. Here it is.
Oh, it's a different host then. Oh yeah, I didn't know they had a different host. I thought it was always Sajak.
No. What's his face? Chuck Berry was host for a while.
So, that's totally Chuck Berry. Oh, look at that. I had no idea.
Yeah.
All right. So there's no words to this one. Well, there's no words to the other one either.
No.
Okay, is Pat Sajak going to die doing that show? Probably.
Yes, probably. No. He's getting crushed by a vowel.
It's going to be his way.
He was just on, we talked about the show a couple times, This Is Us.
Oh, right.
Yeah, he was just on that show within the last couple months.
Huh.
Yeah.
Oh, man. Well, all right. He died. That's the end of that.
He died.
Feel bad.
Rest in peace, Alan Thicke.
Yeah. He was, I don't know. I mean, nobody, I don't know him personally, but he did seem like a nice guy.
He always did. Yeah. Used to have a really cool talk show called, or a comedy show called Thick of the Night.
Oh, what was that?
That was one of the first late night shows I remember watching. Mm-hmm. And it's funny because the only thing I can remember of it was a bit where they would redo the audio of a movie on the fly, like, oh, I'm gonna walk in this room now, and oh, okay, see, I'm gonna pick up that glass of water. I'm drinking. Blah, 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 okay, I'm drinking the water. Mm. And they would on the fly do.
And this was 84-ish, early 80s, right?
Yeah, 83, 84.
This is a Canadian thing.
It had to be.
All right, well, let's see. I got a little video.
Oh, wow.
All right, some kind of skit.
I can't start off with them. No, but you know what they're opening with? They're opening with mud wrestling. Look, it's not that I'm against it on religious grounds, it's just that we've done it. You know, we had a series of mud wrestling debates already. We mud wrestled over amnesty for aliens. We mud wrestled over the death penalty. We've covered the important aspects of mud wrestling.
In Skype, if you want one more,
yeah.
Here's Alan Thicke on Thicke of the Night interviewing Stan Lee.
Stan Lee, the comic genius man?
Stan Lee, the comic genius man.
All right, I'm playing it.
Comic genius man!
Here you go.
80s all up in this business. Oh, yeah.
The revolutionized comic books back in the 60s with the creation of a number of superheroes, Spider-Man, Daredevil, the Fantastic
Spider-Man.
Four. Spider-Man? You kind of did say Spider-Man.
Marvel Comics. You've seen these on the stands. This is Stan Lee.
Oh my gosh, Stan Lee.
Yeah.
His hair, dude.
What do they mean when they say comic book revolution?
Well, I don't know what they mean, but to us, we mean the Marvel comic books, mm-hmm. which we like to think started a new style in comics.
I love it, dude.
Yeah.
All right, let me watch that whole thing later.
I know. I think I'm going to as well.
Yeah. I can't get enough of Stan Lee interviews. They're the best, you silly person. All right, let's move on. Hey, a grandma in the news. Grandma lady. You like, you like grandmas?
I do like grandmas. I'm a fan.
Would you have a
low energy? Not a fan.
did you have a favorite grandma growing up?
Oh, I so can't. Not going to name. I'm not going to like single out one of my grandmas because I actually still have two living grandmas, and I'm not going to.
Oh, bummer, man. Mine are both gone. What a ripoff. They died when I was a kid. Even I think I was like high school. My grandma's died. No. One of them died in high school. The other one died in 1998.
Oh, man, I'm sorry.
Yeah, well.
Where do you get your cookies, then?
They were older.
Who brings you cookies?
Well, my grandma used to have the big jar of hard candy, so she was a stereotype.
Oh, yeah. It's at one point solidified in the jar to where you actually had to break stuff in the jar to get the candies out?
Yeah, you almost had to, like, grab it from the top and then shake it around in there and bang it apart. Then you might get one out.
Yeah.
She was great because her and I would sit around and we would argue over whether or not David Letterman was better than Johnny Carson.
Ooh.
Because she was a Johnny Carson person, obviously.
Of course she was, yeah.
And I was very much way into Letterman, especially his late night show on NBC. That's what I was watching in high school. And so between the two of us, we'd get together for family reunions, and she'd say, well, listen, I watched one of your Letterman shows, and I thought this part was funny, but this other part, not so funny. And I said, well, I watched Carson, and he's not funny at all to me. And because at the time, I didn't think Johnny was all that funny. It was a very different generation, right?
Totally was, yeah.
And we used to have these back and forths, and I really miss those. Those were a great thing for me and Grandma to do. It was like a tradition. We'd get together and argue over who had the better late night show. So there you go.
Wow.
Anyway, Grandma. Yeah.
And grandmas are all nice. All around the world, every grandma is a treasure. There's no bad grandmas, right? You're not going to tell me anything different.
Well, I've known some grandmas who maybe weren't the best grandmas. I mean, they're not supposed to.
I was hoping that would just lead right into the article, but.
Well, this one's nice. She paints and sells dolls. Her name is Kathy Cattle. Cattle, C-A-D-L-E. Not cattle, like cattle, cows.
Uh-huh.
She paints and sells these dolls that look very real. They're ultra realistic. Chat room, I will show these to you via the cam here. There's an example of one. If you click that link, Brian, you'll see these babies look like real babies.
Oh, that's creepy.
Like creepy real.
Yeah.
Very realistic dolls.
This is a case of Ungranny Valley.
Yeah, Ungranny Valley. Very well said. I like that. Here's the deal, though. She got suspected and was being investigated for human baby trafficking because the police thought she had a baby, a real baby that she was selling. She's from Sheffield Lake in Ohio and was at home chatting with her grandson online when police came knocking. The police officer said, "There is a report of you selling babies," to which Mrs. Cattle replied, "Are you kidding me?" She handed over one of her realistic dolls to Sergeant Frank Kozaskowski. Kozaskowski. How do you say that name?
Gazaweski.
Gazaweski. Playing forward for the...
Kozaskowski, maybe.
Kozaskowski?
Exactly.
Yeah, should be a hockey player.
Now playing for the Penguins.
That's right. Gazaweski.
Kozaskowski.
In order to convince him that she wasn't actually selling live infants, he left her property satisfied she was not guilty of any of the accusations she was getting for human trafficking. She was creating these dolls. They're made of vinyl. It's something of a family tradition. It was introduced to her and her sister by her mother, Dolores, who turns out to be a robot the whole time. Smith's creation sold under the company name Bunny Bundles Reborns. Ugh.
Yeah.
I don't like the name.
No.
Have featured in front page spreads and are used as therapy dolls for patients with dementia and Alzheimer's. Quote, she says, she ends up on the front page of the paper and I end up being investigated, says Miss Caddy. Well, yeah, so they look like real people.
They look realistic, but who would say, I think this woman is selling real children? Like, somebody looks at her website or looks at her advertising. Is she selling these vinyl babies behind the 7-Eleven and Schenectady, or what's the deal?
I don't know. Like somebody, that's what I was thinking. Somebody had to witness it or see her unloading them from a car or something.
Yeah.
And then not be smart enough to see that these babies are all stiff and not moving. Maybe that's even weirder. I don't know.
Oof.
I don't know. The whole thing's pretty weird.
Oof.
Hey, have you ever had a Christmas card come to your house that's not for you? It's for somebody else. Does that happen to you?
Sure. Sure.
Me too.
Doesn't happen to everybody. It happens to everybody.
Yeah, it happens to a lot of people. Well, maybe not quite to this degree. So I still get Christmas cards from people I don't know. I don't know why I get them, but I do. But a woman has received a mystery hand-delivered Christmas card for 20 years in a row, addressed to a couple she doesn't know.
So for 20 years, she's been getting a Christmas card.
It's kind of sweet, right?
That is kind of sweet. The card. Why doesn't she email him or write him back and say, sorry, no longer here?
Well, the incredible reporting power of themirror.co.uk didn't dive into that part.
Slow news day in the UK.
The card addressed to Lynn and Bob arrives at Angie Kenny's home every December from a woman called Eileen. Yeah, Eileen. That doesn't look right for some reason.
That's exactly how you spell Eileen. That's how Dexy's Midnight Runners spelled it.
That's how Tom's
Mrs. Mrs. Ace Detect spells it.
Yeah. You're not wrong. Something about it just looked weird.
It does look a little weird. And the more you look at it, the weirder it looks.
The weirder it looks. I'm telling you that.
It's almost all vowels, that name.
I'd like to buy a vowel. Angie, age 45, has never spotted the sender delivering the card and is desperate to solve the mystery. The reason she says that is the sender, somebody brings it and leaves it on the doorstep.
Oh,
it's not in the
really?
Mail.
So she can't do return address probably because it's left on her.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, wow.
It says this, this year for the first time, the letter came with a 1950s black and white photo of a couple on holiday and reads, "Happy Christmas to you both. Love, Eileen," and XX at the end, which I assume means that she's really into porno.
She hasn't quite made it to triple X. She's still on her double X program.
Yeah, it's a great big size.
I didn't say Alexa. Knock it off.
Yeah, you said double X.
Jeez.
Double Alexa.
Yeah, see?
Yeah. An eerie note. Do you have an Alexa in your office? Is that where you keep it?
Yeah, well, I have one in my office. I have a Dot in my office and a full-size Echo upstairs.
How do you like the Dot?
It's all right. I'm actually thinking I might move the full one down here because this is where I'm more likely to be just, you know, putting on music to listen to.
Yeah, but I wish the Dot did music. It bugs me.
Yeah.
I think somebody said the new one will or is going to or something.
Oh, really? Maybe they can firmware it or something.
Yeah, I may wait.
Mm-hmm.
I like that thing, though. We really like our Echo here.
Yeah. I did a test this morning. I said, I asked Alexa to play the theme from Growing Pains. She couldn't do it. And then I asked Siri, and Siri fired it right up.
Oh, well done, Apple Music. Nice work.
Yep.
I've noticed that it's pretty good at that. Like if I say, let's just try the computer one real quick. Hold on. This may mute you. Siri, play me something from Stone Temple Pilots. Nope. Oh, here we go.
There you go.
Yeah, that's pretty cool.
That is very cool.
And it just picked the only one everyone knows. Anyway, so there's that lady. She's getting stuff, and there you have it.
There you have it.
She says it's always hand-delivered. We have
just
the final.
You have to wait outside in a porch.
Yep.
And catch the person.
Surprise them.
That's right.
A United Nations story for you now.
Okay.
All I can think of when I see the United Nations is think of those Expanse books I'm reading. In that future, the UN is the Earth government. There is no separate governments anymore. It's all straight up. I mean, they're still United Nations, but now that is the full representative government of the entire planet. It's like
the forebearer to the United Federation of Planets.
Yeah, it's like that.
Yeah.
Except. Cool. And forebearer is a good way to say it because this is before we get out of the inner planets. We're not out of the solar system in this book. We're just in, you know, we're from here to Mars basically.
Right.
These books are so.
When does the new season of that come out? Should be pretty soon. I know.
There's a trailer.
Man of High Castle is Friday.
What? For real?
For real?
Oh, season two. I'm a binge that.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh, I love that first season so much.
Path season two is in January.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to that as well.
I'm about six episodes in.
What do you think of that? It's pretty good.
I'm only on ladder rung R7. Haven't quite made it any higher than...
Now I can finally talk to somebody who knows what that stuff means.
Yeah, and Minka Kelly. She's a surprise in this thing.
Yeah, didn't expect her, right? Wait, Minka Kelly. Right.
Is it Minka Kelly?
She's not in that, is she?
Yes, she is.
Wait a minute. The one from Friday
Miranda
Night Lights?
Frank. Yes.
What?
She's the girl that he's suspected of having an affair with.
I thought that was... Hold on a minute.
Okay. I'm holding on.
I'm not saying you're wrong. I'm saying I didn't notice her at all in that. How did I not notice that was her?
I don't know, because it always says... Somehow she qualifies for a special guest star, Minka Kelly. Which I don't know how... Wait. How you put that in your writer and demand it.
Let me see if I can find a photo so I can match this up in my head because this is really going to bug me. It's really going to bug me.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh, I did not realize that was her the whole time.
Wow.
How did I do that?
It was Minka Kelly the whole time.
The entire time. I knew that. She's the one that they and then locked her in a room. Okay, yes. I got it. No, I knew she was in there. I just had forgotten.
Okay.
Beep, burr.
You weren't thinking of Michelle Monaghan, were you?
No, no. But I think of Michelle Monaghan all the time. She's lovely.
Yeah, she is lovely.
Moving on.
Yes, the United Nations.
United Nations, they fired Wonder Woman.
What?
Yeah, on Friday. The United Nations, this Friday, they will abruptly end Wonder Woman's tenure as honorary ambassador after a controversy and protests from women's rights organizations. In October, the UN... This is why the UN will never actually be the governing body of Earth, because this kind of stuff is stupid!
Yes.
They hired the fictional cartoon character as an ambassador for the empowerment of women and girls. At the time, the UN hoped it would use the superhero brand in a 2017 campaign for women and gender issues, aptly titled Think of All the Wonders We Can Do. So did the entertainment company that owns Wonder Woman's brand. Well, yeah, Turner, duh. Mm-hmm. Right? Not Turner.
Warner Brothers. DC.
There you go. Doesn't Turner own Warner Brothers now or something?
Oh, really? Is there a connection there?
I thought those guys were owned by each other or something. I could be wrong. It's one way or the other, maybe. I don't know. Anyway, Wonder Woman has always been a trailblazer for women's rights, and we believe she can contribute to that legacy by expanding and deepening the dialogue around these critical issues, says Diane Nilsson, president of DC Entertainment and of Warner Brothers Consumer Products. And then she first made the announcement. But a bunch of women's groups don't like it. They're not happy about it. Let's see if I can find out why. I thought I had this up, and I don't. Nope, there we go. It's alarming the United Nations would consider using a character with an overtly sexualized image at a time when headline news in the United States and the world is the objectification of women and girls. I kind of get it, right? She's drawn sexy lady.
Yeah, but what she stands for is so much more than that.
Right. And when she was launched by men, mind you, back in the day, she was like a feminist dream because she was this idea that, oh my gosh, it's a female superhero that doesn't need men to help her out and she can mm-hmm. totally get stuff done. The problem is we've also always given her skimpy shit to wear and made sure she's sexy for boys to read.
Yeah.
And that kind of sullies it a little bit. So I get it.
Yeah.
I get it.
Maybe they could replace her with Catwoman. Anything, is there anything that we might have to say about that?
Yeah, let me see. There's probably something to that, but I'm thinking you might have to move Catwoman.
I've moved Catwoman.
Oh, okay. It's taken care of. It's fine now. All right. One final thing I would say about this. Maybe don't use cartoon fictional characters to be your stuff.
Yeah.
Maybe if you're the UN, you ought to like pick somebody who's like a real person who embodies the values you're looking at instead of someone who's from the fake Amazon and has a see-through plane that she sits in.
I nominate Ruth Bader Ginsburg.
She'd be fantastic.
Bader Ginsburg.
You don't see her in a naked bikini, do you?
I think I just came up with my next trivia team name, Darth Bader Ginsburg.
That's pretty good.
Yeah.
Darth Bader. I like that a lot. Mm-hmm. All right, very quick break coming right up, talking about a sponsor. We'll be right back. Stay tuned. Hey, everybody. Look, building websites in this time and place, in this year, in this place that we exist, whatever all that means, can be hard. You don't want to just go and throw it together with crappy tools, nor do you want to spend out the rear end to get somebody who's a super huge programmer to do it either, right? You want to do something that's just right for you, and I'm telling you right now, you can do that over at squarespace.com. Build the kind of website you'll be proud of, and build the kind of website that looks amazing. You're going to have people look at it and go, whoa, dude, how'd you do that? And you'll say, well, I went to squarespace.com/morning. And I saved 10% of my order by using that, squarespace.com/morning. So go do that. Squarespace.com/morning. The code is morning. And that's only after the free trial, which doesn't require a credit card. So that really cool portfolio you're building or that store you want to put online, it's all done in half the time. And maybe you did the whole thing in the first 14 days. So when you decide to stay, you just start going with your website. Again, that's squarespace.com/morning. Go there today. You'll be happy you did. I swear. We're going to take a break when we come back. It is some time with Recommentals and Tom's Tech Time. We got Recommentals today. It's going to be fun. It's our Paul Giamatti episode. So stay tuned for that. In the meantime, music.
Let's play some music. This one, who did this come? This came courtesy of Danger Collective Records. Danger Collective.
Whoa.
I know, right?
That's pretty intense.
And I'm thinking these guys come from Sweden, I believe. Oh. No, I take that back. Orange County, California.
Sweden.
Rex Osterkamp, who is a native of Orange, California, began writing music under the name Rex in 2012. When he put out his first album, which was called My New Punk Rock Life, after he split from the band MHV, he kept releasing music until he had three records under his belt, and he's got this one coming out. His latest EP is called To Communicate, and from that, we pull this song right here. It's called Laser Beam Bar Fight. It's great. It's from Rex, R-E-X-X. Look for it. And we'll see you on the other side of this. Rex. I called it, decided it's mine now. Somehow your words always bring me down. So I get up, stand up, spin your face. But the day when I woke up, I knew everything would be all right. Fighting, you get kicked out. So you slow down. You never wanna fight it, cause you feel you get kicked out. You know you get kicked out.
This Christmas party is getting a little too quiet. I think it's time we liven it up with my favorite Christmas gift, Mr. Microphone.
Hey, what's that?
Well, you set the dial on your FM radio and testing.
I'm on the radio.
The morning stream. That's my safety word.
All right, we're back. Hey, everybody, we're back. What's going on? What's going on? Hold on, shit. My won't get off this bear image. There we go. Sorry, everybody. You had to look at that a little longer.
Bear what?
I had an animated bear during the song that I was showing to the chat room.
Ah.
Yeah, I don't mean bear like naked.
Like naked Minka Kelly pictures? You weren't putting up bear Minka Kelly.
She's not naked ever. Is she naked in that show? She's not naked in that show.
No.
No, she doesn't do that stuff, I don't think.
I don't think she does that stuff.
I don't think so, anyway. I mean, if she did...
It would spoil that whole image we have of her from Friday Night Lights.
It would.
You know,
it would, wouldn't it?
As her sweet character whose name I can't remember.
I don't either, but I love that show when it was on. Wasn't it great?
It was great.
Oh, I love that show.
Great show.
Miss that it's gone.
Mm-hmm.
All right, I'm going to add Nicole Spagnolio to this call. And we're going to see what's up with her and, you know, talk about life and movies and stuff and good times and all those things as we head into the pod. Oh, hi. Oh, Nicole. My sweet Nicole. Well, hello, Nicole Spagnolio. What are you up to?
Got a new setup.
Yeah, you're all you got some space. Sweet sun in your face. I like that.
No kidding. Maybe it's time to close those blinds.
Maybe it's this one.
Oh, yeah, there you go.
That's a little better. Yeah.
Nailed it.
Jeez.
That's all right. New setup.
Go, Mark.
Yeah, well done. Yeah, Mark. You're supposed to yell.
Mark.
Real quick, Brian, I'm checking in on the poll. We are at 60% yes on Monopoly, 40% no.
Wow.
Nicole, how do you feel about the game Monopoly? Do you like it or do you not like it?
I've played a lot. I've played the game a lot. I've never finished.
Never finished a game. Wow.
Never ever finished a game.
Wow.
Look at that. So Mark turns off all the lights of the room and then he opens up the blinds that have the sun in your eyes again.
Sun is in my eyes.
That's fantastic. Well, all right. So there's your. Okay.
I don't like. I mean, it's. They always get me with like the license, like the SpongeBob Monopoly or the Thrones Monopoly. It's like, it's still Monopoly.
Yeah,
no matter how you coat that turd, it's still going to be Monopoly.
Yeah, see?
Always going to be Monopoly.
See, Brian? One more. Yeah. One more of us don't like
it. All right. It's still 60-40.
That's true.
Yeah. I mean, we have almost 300 votes in this chat, in this straw poll.
303 now.
I don't mind the iPad version.
Hmm.
because I don't have to really do much.
Yeah, that's true. You can just kind of chill.
I've never played the iPad version. Does the AI try and trade with you and like say, would you like Indiana for St. James Place?
Yeah, how do you do that?
I can't remember. Did you happen to see the Monopoly game, the game show version?
I remember it very briefly. I remember watching it. I couldn't even remember how it went.
It's bad. It's so bad.
Really?
It's the guy from Mike and Molly. Mike is the host.
Yeah.
Oh, really? Recent? Like that?
Well.
Yeah. Wow.
Was it after Mike and Molly or before it?
No, it was during.
Oh. Hey, is anyone else speaking of Mike and Molly? That was the one with what's her name, right?
Melissa McCarthy.
So. Because she's like the highest paid actress in Hollywood right now and so busy with a million projects and stuff, I don't even care about the show, but I was completely bummed out that she's not in that Gilmore Girls reboot thing.
I thought she was.
If she's in there, I haven't seen it yet.
She makes an appearance.
What, she does?
Yes, that's all I'm telling you.
Is it a big spoiler? Like she'd show up dead under a turnpike or something? Or what's going on? No?
That'd be great, right?
Yeah, wouldn't it? It'd really be feel good ahead of this.
Undercover spy now.
Not going to spoil anything. So apparently it was called Monopoly Millionaires Club.
Uh-huh.
And it was hosted by...
That guy. Mike.
Yes.
And it's a lot of audience participation.
Apparently there was also one just plain called... Let's see here. Lee Gardell, Todd Newton... there was one actually just called Monopoly that lasted for about 4 months in 1990.
Mm. 4 months, eh?
They got one game. They finished one game.
Yeah, I was going to say. They got one game in that 4 months. Fantastic.
That's right.
All right. Well, today we're doing recommendals. It's where we recommend streaming stuff, and we do it based on a theme. Our theme lately has been actors, and we chose Paul Giamatti to be this week's focus.
Giamatti. Yeah. Hey, do I sound okay?
You sound pretty good. You're a little echoey, but it's not terrible or anything. You sound better than you used to.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah. I mean,
the new microphone, I'm like,
yeah, it's picking up a lot of room bounce, but it's not like it's bad. Like, I've heard worse.
Okay.
Like, the guy that called in this morning for the contest thing, Jesse, had a really bad call. So,
Hello.
Is this on?
Hello.
All right.
Hello.
So,
who's this?
So I'm going to give...
This is Zooey Deschanel.
Oh, my Lord. That was the worst Zooey Deschanel voice I ever heard.
That was a brilliant Zooey Deschanel impersonation.
Hello. I'm going to go sing some holiday tunes.
You sound like Pee Wee Herman.
Pee Wee Herman, yeah, I know.
Oh, my Lord. Paging Mr. Herman. By the way, we are up a point. 41% now say no.
Oh.
59 say yes.
Yeah.
So anyway, there's still a chance, everybody. I feel like election night and I'm about to be disappointed. All right, let's get into this and start with Brian, as we often do. Brian, what's he doing? What are you doing?
Oh no, just
this is the first time I've ever tried that one. I'm keeping that one in the repertoire right now.
That voice?
That's locked in. Yeah, that's staying in with Ernest Borgnine and
all right.
And that guy from Making a Murderer.
You guys created this monster. You have to let it loose. let's play yours, Brian. You have a setup for this clip at all?
I do. This is a 2014 film. I remember, it got released in the U.S. in 2015. So it got released somewhere else in 2014 or filmed in 2014. Oh, Toronto. There we go.
All right.
Paul Giamatti's in it, but he's not in this clip.
No. All right. There's no rules about that, so it's totally fine. Here you go.
Listen about. I have this song playing over and over in my head. I just don't have the words or the melody. Do you have anything?
Piss on you, banana. I like it.
I have no idea.
That's the Beach Boys movie.
That's exactly what
love, Love and Mercy?
That's exactly what it is, yeah. If I would have gone, I'm picking up good vibrations.
Oh, yeah.
She's giving me excitations
now
during
that
little bit.
Yeah,
Love and Mercy. It's a biopic about Brian Wilson, who... man, talk about getting dealt a bad hand in life. His dad was abusive, and kind of all that abuse led into some serious psychological problems that made him a brilliant musician and a brilliant arranger. Oh my gosh, the stuff he did for Pet Sounds, that's an album that was inspired or kind of was their answer to the Beatles' Rubber Soul. Mm-hmm. And the Beatles heard that. I think the Beatles heard Pet Sounds and said, oh, now we've got to top that one. And they came out with Sgt. Pepper's Lonely Hearts Club Band. Mm. But really, really good film. It's streaming on Hulu right now. It's one of these situations where you've got two people playing Brian Wilson. So in his younger years, he's played by Paul Dano from There Will Be Blood and
I like that
Little Miss Sunshine.
Yeah, he will drink his milkshake.
That's right. He gets his milkshake drunk.
Yeah.
It's also on Amazon Prime too, Brian.
Oh, is it on? Okay, cool. There we go.
Nice. Two places.
And then John Cusack plays the older Brian Wilson.
Really?
Yes. And the two of them, when you put Paul Dano and John Cusack side by side, you're like, wow, they really look alike. And then you could probably play the old John Cusack would be Christopher Walken.
Yeah, you totally could. Oh, that's amazing, dude.
Yeah, wow. And Elizabeth Banks is kind of a love interest for Brian Wilson. And then Paul Giamatti is this guy who was in Brian Wilson's life for a long time as his
manager,
but more like controller and doctor.
Agent.
He kept dosing him with drugs. He kept him over-medicated. And he was himself really abusive to Brian Wilson as well. And Paul Giamatti plays a dick. You know, you get one of two roles for Paul Giamatti. You either get Paul Giamatti's a dick, mm-hmm. or Paul Giamatti's like a really, really nice guy who's just misunderstood and sad.
Mm-hmm. Like his, I wish it was streaming. It would have been the one I picked, but the Harvey Hekar movie he's in, American Splendor. Yep.
He's kind of a dick, a misunderstood dick.
A misunderstood dick, yeah, for sure. I was such a Harvey Pekar fan back in the day. Oh, man. Love that movie. All right, well, that's a good one. I like it. It's 2014, came out. I forgot it even existed. I will have to make myself watch that.
I like
biopics. So
something was nominated from that. I guess it never got an Oscar nomination, but
the music.
Paul Dano. Well, no, that's what I looked up. I was surprised. I thought it got an Oscar nomination for the score, but Golden Globes... it was nominated for Best Original Song for One Kind of Love, and Paul Dano was nominated for Best Supporting Actor.
Mm. That guy can play real creepy too. He was in Little Miss Sunshine. He was a teenage son.
Yes, yeah.
He's freaky in that, I thought.
He is.
Well done, Paul Dano, and everyone involved in the production of that
Just
movie.
Just goth and sad and introverted.
He's misunderstood.
He's misunderstood.
Here's my clip. This is from a 2005 film. See if you can figure it out.
And now he's going to wonder, Braddock is such an old man. Why is he still standing? Why is he still coming at me? You're stronger than this guy. Don't back up. Don't back off. This guy is a bull rusher. He's going to keep coming at you all night until you stop him. He can't back up. You stop him. You got to beat this son of a bitch. You got to beat this son of a bitch from the inside out. You hear me? You got to get in there. You get in there and you hit him and you keep hitting him until you break his nose. You fill his face with blood.
I will fill your face with blood.
Cinderella Man.
Cinderella Man is correct.
Very good.
It is a Ron Howard film from 2005. It is the second collaboration between him and star Russell Crowe. And it is much forgotten about, I think, by a lot of people. I love Cinderella Man. It is basically the story of this boxer trying to make it work during the time of the Depression and being unable to get work or to afford anything really at that time, and had to go back to boxing to try to make ends meet. I love the setting, the time of it. I love the acting. I think it's incredible, and people should not give it
like
a short
50s?
Shrift.
Was it the 50s?
1920s.
Oh,
yeah. You know,
just a few decades. 20s
and late 20s, early 30s. So definitely Depression era.
Huh.
And it was, it's awesome. It's really, really good. It's one of my favorite Ron Howard movies. And should be seen by people. So if you haven't seen it, it's on Netflix right now. I don't know how for much longer, but it's tis worth your time. And a fine Giamatti performance. He's basically his Mickey. He's like his ringside dude.
He's Rocky's Mickey. Yeah.
And it's great.
You can take this guy. You got him. Beat him from the inside out. See? All right. So there's mine. Nicole, what do you got for us?
The problem is, I want to play a clip, but I don't know if there's cussing in it.
I can bleep it later.
Yeah, we can meep it.
Okay.
Yeah, we have a meeper.
It's only 13 seconds.
Because we have this if we ever need it.
Beep.
Okay, go ahead.
Okay. Here you go. Here's my clip.
All right.
Hopefully
you
know.
I'm struggling in there. You know what you are, Stern? You know what you are? You're the Antichrist.
What?
Yes, that's what you are. You are the mother Antichrist.
Sorry.
Oh, is that it? Those are the 13 seconds.
Those are 13 seconds. So what's that movie?
It's not Sideways, is it?
Is it Sideways? It's not.
No.
Sorry.
No. It starts with a... I forgot. You told us on text what it started with. I forgot.
Oh, that was Brian. I played the first 10 before the cuss word. Hold on. It was low. It was really low.
I'm struggling in there. You know what? You know what you are?
Oh.
You're the Antichrist.
What?
Yes, that's what you are. You...
Yeah. That's Howard Stern's Private Parts.
Oh, Private Parts is great.
Yeah.
Yes, it is. It's streaming on Amazon Prime right now. I've before meeting Mark.
Yeah.
Mark is from East Coast Jersey.
Yeah.
I listened to Howard Stern in Missouri because it was what do they call when they syndicate the show?
Syndicated show.
Yeah. So so I casually listened to him, but Mark was a hardcore fan of Howard Stern.
Yeah.
So he kind of introduced me, and we used to watch Howard Stern on E when he had his E show.
Yeah.
Really kind of when I started enjoying listening to him. Mm-hmm. But the Private Parts movie, it was made in 97. Really great. Robin Quivers, of course, is in there too. So he plays himself, but Paul Giamatti is his, was he a station manager?
Yeah.
Yeah, the first radio station he worked at,
I think. The NBC manager.
He was
super pissed because he thought Howard was terrible for what they were doing and was... Well,
and he did, he always towed the line. So, the match game that I was going to play that clip. I was like, I don't know, maybe I should play that one.
Yeah. It's an interesting movie because by all reasonable, people or brain power, it shouldn't be very good. It should be kind of bad because Howard Stern's playing himself, and that's always weird. I don't like that. That doesn't work for me. Something about that movie totally nailed it. The entire thing feels sincere and well done and smart and accurate and all that stuff. There's great acting in it. It's the first movie I remember seeing Paul Giamatti in. I don't remember anything before that. So for me, that feels like a breakout role for him.
Yeah. Was that the one with him and Frankie Muniz? Was that earlier than that? Liar, Liar. Not Liar, Liar. Big Fat Liar.
I don't know.
Do you know what I'm talking about?
Yeah, Malcolm in the Middle Kid?
Yeah, Malcolm in the Middle Kid.
I don't know. Let's see. Frankie...
And you'll look at his, Muniz. His resume here.
How do you spell his name?
Muniz.
Is it? And it's
Big
pronounced
Fat, Big Fat Liar was 2002. So no, that was even after.
Yeah, I never saw that. How was that?
Man in the Moon. Oh yeah, Man in the Moon, where he was worked with Andy Kaufman.
Yeah,
he
was
Bob Zmuda.
Yeah, he was in that. But that was later
Saving
too.
Private Ryan, Truman Show. Oh, I forgot about him in the Truman Show. That's right. He's works in the control room.
Yep, he's good in Truman Show. He's good in everything.
Mm-hmm.
There's no movie I don't like him in. He's one of those actors, even that crappy one we just saw for FilmSack, where it turns out he was the ghost of a black guy the whole time. What was that movie? What was that thing we saw? We saw it for FilmSack.
Not John Dies at the End.
Yeah, John Dies,
John
at, the
Dies
end.
At the End. Okay, yeah.
That movie. Even that was made better because he was in it.
Yes, for sure.
And he was really a black dude, but no one
right.
knew
because yes,
he was
okay.
dead. I watched John Dies at the End, and I didn't get very far in it.
We watched the whole thing, and because we had to, and I don't blame you for not getting very far in it. It didn't work. It's a thing that's interesting, but didn't get
even far. Knowing the ending, I was a little disappointed.
Yeah, even knowing the ending the whole time. All right, well, these are some fine recommendations. And there's others that are out there. So if you're seeking a fix of Paul Giamatti, I recommend it. The one place, I almost did this, but I think I've done it before, so I didn't do it again. But if you want to see one of his finest performances and something that is just rewatchable and an incredible look at a very interesting time in our country's history, make sure you watch his John
Big
Adams.
Big Mama's House.
Big Mama's House. Watch the John Adams miniseries on HBO. Always up on the go whatever app.
That.
It's awesome.
I do have a quick question for you, Scott.
Yeah.
Since you kind of have a background in broadcasting, what are your thoughts on Stern since he's moved off of terrestrial radio and And all. Have you heard any of his stuff on Satellite?
I've heard some of it on Sirius. It's okay. I was never really much of a Stern fan back in the day. I think I even watched the E! Show as well for a while. I think I got tired of strippers and porn actors coming on and like doing like, I'm going to shoot a golf ball out of my vagina stuff. Like they used to do that all the time, that kind of thing in the studio. I assume that sort of stuff still happens.
Not as much.
It was never my, it was just never my gig. So I just never really followed it very much.
You have to turn it off whenever they do the poop sounds. I can't.
It's been so long. I don't remember.
Fred on the soundboard. I'm like, dude. Okay. And I just
he's up on that button, Fred. Yeah. Tina and I are huge friends. We listen to that all the time. His Stern's interviews lately have just been amazing.
Yeah. His interviews are really good.
But yeah, it is, you know, now it's about three quarters interviews and one quarter. Let's see if we can prove that one of our interns is gay kind of thing.
Yeah. And it's, all that stuff's fine. Yeah. And I get why it was big and popular. It just never really appealed to me. Mm-hmm. It was too much. It was kind of a mix of Morning Zoo and then also flipping Morning Zoo's off. Like it was like this new kind of Morning Zoo. And I'm just not a Morning Zoo kind
of
guy.
Did I say terrestrial? Yeah. Now I'm going to think about it too much. Terrestrial radio.
You got it right. Terrestrial. That's right.
Yeah.
Like when it used to be on.
What does ET stand for again, Nicole?
Extraterrestrial. I get caught up on it when I think about it too hard. I'm like, ET.
We got at least try and sneak in one Nicoleism per episode.
Yeah. How am I going to get these great clips? It's the only way I get them. I think he's awesome and should be watched as often as he can. And Paul Giamatti, forever live and don't die, because you're one of the cooler character actors we have. He's one of those guys where when he dies, we're all going to go, oh, man, I can't believe how much he was in. He was in so many.
Can we hide him from this year?
Yeah. Yes, yeah, please. Really. Please hide all the good ones from this year, please. It's almost over. We're getting there, folks. Nicole Spag, as always, a pleasure. Nicole Spag on Twitter.
Can we pick an actor time?
Yeah, who you want to do? Brian, you pick it.
No, I picked last time. Giamatti was, because we're doing a connection to one of our movies, and we were going to rotate between the three of us. So,
who's next then?
Me to pick. You? You're always.
Is it me? All right, I'll do it. Russell Crowe then from my movie.
Okay.
Russell Crowe movies. I like Russell Crowe, and there's a lot streaming, so lots of choices.
Cool. There's one I'm hoping that's streaming.
Are you not entertained?
No, it's not that. That'd be kind of an obvious one.
Yeah, it is streaming, but.
No, it's something very, very recent is the one I'm looking for that I kind of wanted to see anyway.
I hope it's not the one from this year that I didn't like.
Oh, was it the one from this year that you didn't like? The one from this year? It's
very disappointing. I was sad.
That's the one I wanted to see.
You should see it because I want to hear your opinion.
Okay, cool.
But I walked away from that. So I went in so excited and walked away going, man, that is not as good as
nice
it should have been.
Nice Guys? Is that what it's called? Yeah. Other Guys? Nice Guys?
Nice Guys.
Yeah.
Him and Hunky
One
Boy.
Of the Ryans.
Ryan Gosling.
Yeah. One of the Ryans. One of the Ryans. Not streaming anywhere.
Yeah. Oh, good. You'll be fine there. all right. Well, there he is. That's what it is. If you want to see more and find more and hear more about these recommendals today, follow Nicole at Nicole Spag on Twitter.
That's me.
Nicole, have a fantastic week. We'll see you next week, just before Christmas. Bye. Oh, wait. It won't hang up. Bye. All right. She's gone now.
Oh, yeah, you guys will probably be doing that one without me because I won't be here next week.
Yeah, we're trying to get Dunaway, I think, again.
Cool.
He was a big hit as a substitute.
I just like the fact that we don't have to change the label on the dressing room. Makes it so much easier.
Just leave that name on there.
Yep.
He wants a bowl of red M&Ms instead of
He wolfed down all my Kit Kats for such a skinny guy.
I know, he's such a bastard.
All my Kit Kats.
That guy.
With the computer
right here.
He's
sitting right
the
here.
Concept and direction must come from the man.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the program, the one, the only, the Tom Merritt. Hi, Tom.
I do like the Kit Kats, though. I'm not going to deny that.
Yeah. They're good, right? Especially
only
those,
the green Kit Kats, please.
The Japanese ones. Oh.
Yeah, the green tea. Did you ever eat, were you ever brave enough to eat any of those crazy Kit Kats I brought you from Japan?
Oh, yeah, I ate them all. And they were fantastic. They were,
oh yeah,
yeah, they
oh,
were so good.
You got the green Kit Kat.
Yeah, Tom bought
even
me.
The poi one.
Yeah, I ate the poi one. Can you believe that?
All right,
it's because they use, like, I don't know what it is, but international Kit Kats, not just from Japan, but anywhere else where I guess it's Nestle internationally, but Hershey here or something like that is some split. They're so good everywhere else but here. Here they're okay. Like, I'll eat one.
But well, they use corn syrup. That's part of it. But yeah. I think there's something else going on, too.
Yeah, I don't know what it is. Something in the manufacturing process. We've gotten too soft here. We need
well,
to get back
like
to...
Well, like a salaryman visiting Kyoto on business, I brought you back flavored Kit Kats
you
from
did.
The region I visited.
You did indeed. And it was awesome. So thank you for those. If I never thanked you for them, thank you so much for those.
I wasn't trying to make you thank me.
Hey, I got a question for you. Since today is... Wednesday, and I'm on DTNS. It'd be good if we knew what was going on in the technological world. I know we have a guest today, but what's going on? As you get closer to Christmas, I feel like things quiet down a little, and you start getting ready for CES, which I know you're attending this year.
Right.
And is that true? Is every year? It feels like that every year. Is this year any different?
Yes and no. Yesterday seemed, especially, you know, I think Patrick Beja would agree. Yesterday seemed a little bit slower. You know, there were a few interesting things, but, today, not so much. In fact, I'm sort of busily publishing the daily tech headlines while I'm talking to you right now, because there, usually I have around 10 to 12 items in the daily tech headlines. And today I had a hard time getting it down to 14. Because there's just a lot of different stuff going on. Amazon launched Prime Video in 200 countries.
Oh, geez.
Amazon also conducted their first drone delivery of a Fire TV and bag of popcorn in Cambridge.
Oh. Nice.
Wow.
In the UK.
That's appropriate,
so,
appropriate to have delivered together.
Sure.
Recode just reported Facebook is starting to talk to TV studios about acquiring licenses for TV shows. Oh, they're low budget stuff. Like, sounds like they would commission them to do like $1 million a year stuff. So not quite the Netflix, Amazon level, but you know, something that Facebook has not done before. They've paid people to use Facebook Live, but they've never commissioned content.
Right. I always wondered when they would show their hand with all that. Just felt like something Facebook would get to eventually. You know, somehow they would get their hand in the whole internet TV thing, and how they would do it, it was hard to say. But they've got such a huge daily audience. I mean, it almost goes without question. Sometimes I'll get a lot more sort of interaction or engagement with a tweet I'll do.
Yeah.
Than I would a Facebook post I'll do, but the views on the Facebook thing, way higher than anywhere else I'm putting it.
Well, you know, Eileen and I were talking about this last night, because now that she's at Fandango, she has to deal with all these different platforms,
sure,
right? And
sure.
She was saying, why are they so much higher? And I believe that people are actually watching video on Facebook, but I also believe that autoplay, as you scroll through, juices those numbers up a little bit. So I think what you're saying is what would bear out if people studied it, which is you probably get better engagement per video view in other platforms like YouTube and Twitter and Snapchat. But because Facebook makes those skyrocketing high numbers, everybody wants to use Facebook because it just feels good.
Yeah. It's an interesting advantage, I guess. It's hard to call it that because I don't know if they're taking advantage of it yet, or I don't know. But I did feel like Facebook, with them owning Oculus, with them sort of getting their hands in lots of different cookie jars and seeming to do pretty well with them. You know, Instagram's a good example of that. Instagram continues to be this social platform people flock to, and they haven't gone in and Facebooked it up to the point that people are upset or weird about it. I just wondered when they get into TV. Do you think it might be, it could behoove them to acquire somebody rather than just try to make original content?
Start on their own.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, what it sounds like, they brought in the co-founder of College Humor a while back, and this seems to be his job, is to go and talk to TV studios. I'm guessing, just based on what College Humor traditionally did, and the fact that Facebook probably isn't the best place, at least at this point, to watch a half hour to an hour drama, that they want to commission some quick, fun stuff, you know, maybe a couple minute stuff that will catch people and go viral and keep them coming back into Facebook. So I wonder if they're looking for originals, whether they're looking to talk to places like, you know, Full Screen, or whether they say, hey, NBC, why don't you create a spin-off series for The Voice where you can see little bits over on Facebook?
Yeah. It seems like that would be, so that's more like what I was thinking they would want to do. But you know, the idea of original programming is certainly interesting. Maybe the platform lends itself well to more unscripted stuff. I know Netflix just invested in a bunch of this, and we know they got like 20 unscripted shows coming next year, or whatever the heck it was.
Right.
maybe Facebook's, just the kind of platform that it is, it seems like stuff like that might work well. Like contesty things, like game show style, Amazing Race level sort of stuff.
A competition style stuff. Yeah.
Yeah, that feels like a thing I would check Facebook for. For what, I don't know why, something in my head just clicking when I think of that. So anyway.
They should be looking for someone who knows how to host a good game show.
Yeah.
If only we knew somebody.
I don't know, man. You need a bad hat and a really ugly suit.
And a pair of pants that'll split the first time you bend over to pick up a yellow card.
Yeah.
That's key.
Yeah.
Any game show host knows that.
It's a requirement.
And it's a bonus if they're, you know, bald and have like a goatee, maybe.
Oh, could you? A distinctive style. Could you be lucky enough to find somebody that meets all this criteria?
Could you be so lucky?
I don't know, but it seems like Facebook's missing the boat here. They need to call Brian Ibbett.
They need to talk to. They need to talk to Coverville Studios.
That's exactly right. Well, all right. This sounds like a good time today. I'm looking forward to it. We have a guest too, right?
Yeah, we have Ben Johnson, not the actor from the Elizabethan era, but the host of Codebreaker. And,
oh, he was always one of my favorites.
And Marketplace Tech. He's going to talk to us about Codebreaker, but he's a tech guy, obviously, so we'll be talking to him about the top stories of the day as well. But if you don't know much about Codebreaker, it's like a puzzle show. Where you participate and learn stuff, but also you can help break the code. We're going to ask him what all that means.
Nice.
Oh, that sounds really cool.
Yeah, it does seem cool. I'm excited. I love it when guests come on Wednesdays because I feel like I'm among really smart people
I feel the same way.
Yeah, it's just that's hard to explain, but I really like the feeling.
Yeah, well, when we talk, it's fun because we can explain our opinions, but it's always fun to get somebody from outside the crew to bring in a little different perspective and tell us some things we wouldn't have known otherwise.
Yep, I always learn something. Anything else going on this week people should know about before the big holidays hit us in the face?
Yes, before the holiday hits you in the face, go to, honestly, I'm going to say thedailytechnewsshow.com/store. But you could get it at the TMS store too. Mm. That fuzzy hoodie, man.
Oh, it's good, right?
I don't know if you can get it. Fuzzy. I don't know if it's getting too late to get it in time for Christmas, but you should.
Yeah.
If you can, because that thing is so comfortable. I've been going on and on about it, I know. But I wore it. I've been wearing it on the weekends. Yeah. I just want to sleep in it. It's just warm. It's fuzzy on the inside. It's normal.
Yeah, it's one of the whatever that is. I don't even know how you describe that, but with that kind of fuzzy inside, normal outside thing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
I love mine too.
Like a Kit Kat. Yeah, I know what you're talking about.
That's really great. Eat a Kit Kat, sit by the fire. Oh man, you're killing me here. I want to do all these things right now.
Yeah, but go do that, and then subscribe to damnfinepodcast.com and watch yourself some Twin Peaks with myself and Ron Richards. I believe we're going to be having Ms. Sarah Lane on an upcoming episode, if that all works out.
I knew she was a fan.
Oh, yeah, she's a huge fan.
That's awesome. All right.
Do you guys ever eat pie while you watch? Like,
had to stop. I was eating pie every time I watched in preparation for the show, and I was like, okay, this has got it. This is not sustainable.
Just going to switch to a fine cup of coffee.
Damn fine cup of coffee will work every time.
You know how I watch that show? Do you know how?
How?
Wrapped in plastic.
I'm wrapped in plastic.
The way a true fan watched.
Right. After a full hour, that room would just smell.
Oh, it's so bad.
It's cold in Salt Lake. So you need to.
Bad. Yeah.
By the way, keep you warm.
And if there's no shortage of places to watch it, Netflix, Amazon Prime, and Hulu all streaming both
and CBS
seasons.
All Access.
Oh, really? Okay. Oh, wow. Everybody's got it. So very much looking forward to it.
$7 a month for that.
Yeah. I want that new show pretty bad. And now, correct me if I'm wrong, Tom. Lynch came and started the process, then left in a huff for a little bit, and then came back to production, right?
Yeah, I mean, the story is that he left in a huff. I don't know if that's true or not, but he never took his name off the credits, I don't think. Mm-hmm. Maybe for individual episodes he did, but he never disavowed it. And he definitely was there for Fire Walk With Me, the movie. But he was mostly involved in the first season. The second season, depending on who you talk to, he either got frustrated and went off in a huff, like you say, or just sort of drifted away and was like, the story I wanted to tell was the first season. I'm not as interested in keeping it going.
Yeah. What he really wanted was the new Dune movie, and that's not going to happen.
That's one he took his name off of.
Yeah.
There's no disputing that.
The Lynch must flow. Yeah. All right.
The Lynch mob is what we call ourselves.
I like that. Is that true? I didn't know that.
That's very clever if it is.
I love that idea. Oh man, don't.
I think it might not be a positive.
It might not.
Message. I don't know.
It might not. It could be taken a different way.
Yeah.
Tom Merritt, everybody, Ace Detect on Twitter. Of course, dailytechnewsshow.com, 2:30 Mountain Time today. You'll find that fine episode with me in it, along with our guest and Tom. Thanks so much, man, and we'll see you soon.
See you later.
Bye. See ya. Sometimes this video comes in where he's skinny in it.
He's just skinny, Scott.
Well, I know. I mean, not that. I mean, like the video.
Body shaming Tom Merritt.
I mean, the video's gushed. So right, it looks like he's all artificially tall.
The opposite of letterbox.
Yeah. Yeah.
Vertibox.
Vertibox. There you go. It's pretty good. All right. We are done. This is today's show. This is how it was, and this is where it went. We're going to get out of here now. Patreon.com/TMS is how we're supported. If you'd like to support us there, please do. Very little required for somebody to go and go, man, let's see here. I get 4 days a week plus a fifth episode on Thursdays. And all of that plus all these rad things for hardly anything a month. It's crazy. Go there, patreon.com/TMS, and support us if you have not up till now. Part of that does include you getting into the community Slack. And some people have said, I haven't been able to get in. Here's what you want to do. You want to tweet at SalesGeek on Twitter and he'll get you in.
It's like a secret.
It's a secret.
Secret.
We're streamed every day at alphageekradio.com and diamondclub.tv. Follow us on Twitter, Coverville for Brian, me at Scott Johnson, and the show at Morning Stream. And send us your emails, themorningstream@gmail.com, or leave us a voicemail, 801-471-0462. Our website is frogpants.com/TMS. All right. I believe that completes our commitment to the show.
Very good.
Let's leave now. But I first require a song, please.
Let's just rock them right out of the morning.
All right.
Shall we?
Yes.
Dear Scott and Brian, the 14th of December brings around my 41st birthday that is going to herald big changes in the coming year for me. Last month saw my initial appointment at the Gender Identity Clinic in London, starting me down the road to transitioning. By the end of the coming year, if all things go well, I'll be living full-time as Lisa. Could you please play for me a cover of Manowar's song Thor, covered by Therion, from their Crowning of Atlantis album? A much-loved song. This cover, I feel, really does justice to the original. Thanks for the great show. Signed, Lisa.
Oh, very nice.
So congratulations on that, and hope it continues to go well for you and keep us posted on how things go. Mm-hmm. This is, you can just tell from the name, Therion, and the song is Thor from their album Crowning of Atlantis from 2006, originally performed by Manowar. Here is Thor.
part of the Frog Pants Network. Yes. Get more at frogpants.com.
No more cramming and jamming the fillings inside.
Yeah.